there was a fire over in this field which we'd harvested the day before on the Monday. Left here about 9:30 to say there was a fire. I hooked up a cultivator. I was approximately 4 miles away and shot over here as fast as I could to see if we can kind of bring it under control. When we got here, we were met by fire brigade that was already here. I think it was about 3 or 4 crew here. There was little we could do because it had passed beyond the boundaries of the field and it was into the hedgerows and the fences. See, there were a lot of flames, a lot of smoke. Quite alarming, really, because we used to do stubble burning as a practice back in, till it was banned in the 90s. And so you'd built up with that, but it totally became unsociable practice. So to see it again, kind of all those memories come back, but this was out of control. As I said, we couldn't control it once it got into the hedgerows. A lot of smoke, fire brigade, sense of panic really, but I think, you know, when you put a cool head on it, that there is little you can do apart from try and salvage what hasn't gone up in smoke. There were several stacks of straw which we managed to put a fire break round and save them. Yes, I think it's got to be. Everywhere is so dry, you know, not just your kind of own back garden, the parks, the fields. The harvest is underway. We're trying to gather it in as quick as we can. Obviously we want dry weather for harvesting, but it is very dry out there in the countryside, and any form of a loose cigarette, a spark, can set something off like this. This we pretty much believe was a bonfire that spread and set light to this. As I say, it is a benefit being so dry that we haven't got a dry crops. Harvest does become that bit easier. The dry weather we've had has caused probably a loss of yield, and also, as I say, the panic of fires. We're equipped, we've got a water bowser on the farm full of water ready on standby just in case. We've got a tractor connected to a cultivator. About approximately a mile away in some other fields, we are cultivating to try and lessen the risk. It's something we wouldn't do. The ground is very dry, it's very hard, that wears metal, which is an extra expense, but we feel that we need to do it to protect the fields and the boundaries.